This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect that you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Some guy used to say that. Remember who that was? I mean, I know who it was, but I'm not going to say. I'm going to let you think about it. It was a very popular man. Very popular. Anyway, getting back into what's really going on here, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Grievance number 17 is out. It's out and about, and it's cruising around the neighborhood. I have not checked on its health, though. Usually, you know, you go to Twitter and all that other stuff, and that's where you check on the health of these things. And goodness gracious, I'm sure it's gotten some views already, because it's very explicit. It's very, very explicit this time around, as all of them are. Every Tuesday for 40 weeks, we intend to be reading grievances. And this week is absolutely no different from any other week. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we were talking in the last hour about a simple little policy change, which is going to make all the difference in the world in this country. There's no question about it. And it happens to do with, well, sex. We had a sex talk last hour, and you can get it on podcast by going to Agenda 21 Radio and just click on that podcast at the end of the program today. You'll be able to listen to it if you are into sex talk. Now, I don't whisper in your ear sex talk terminology. No, we talk about sex determination. Yes, we talk about the elements that determine your sex and other things. The sociological, you know, phenomena that grows out of this stuff. Anyway, Governor Jerry Brown. This is from our own Chris Street. Now, we got to shake the tree to get Chris Street. We'll probably get him tomorrow. I don't know. Oh, you know what? I'm supposed to have a guest on right now, and he's supposed to call me, and he hasn't, so I got to check that one out. Anyway, our very own Chris Street talking about Jerry Brown to leave office with $13 million rainy day fund. What in the world is that all about? And does that actually exist? I don't know, but I don't think so. Anyway, lots of things going on, as you know, and we're going to be talking about that. And especially other things in California. This whole business of the California monoparty system wanting to call out communism, what's up with that? Huh? Is that happening? What's going on there? Anyway, I'm just saying. This is we're at the point in California, and let it be known to the rest of the nation that the monoparty communists are coming out now. And we knew this was going to happen because they've been like communists and acting like communists for years now, decades, and they're out and about and they're so proud of themselves. They have their boys out there doing the work for them, the useful idiots as they're called. And it's so obvious to everybody. But now they're out and about and they're proud. And the legislature is going to start doing things like, how we culturally celebrate things like holidays. And that's what their modification of one of the calendars in holidays, state holidays as it's known, is going to bring about a state holiday for May Day. Yes, the Workers' Day. It's all disguised under certain, verbiage like the Workers' Party, business like that. But it is clearly May Day is the day that's set aside for all communists to celebrate communism, right? So that's what they want to try and do is change the holiday calendar for the state of California. That's what they're up to now. That goes with the gun laws. It goes with the transgender business. It goes with all that stuff in California. These are things that defy reality, I know, but in California they're starting to come out. So this is good, though, because now we know the communists from they're out. We can see them, and they want to be out, and they want to be proud of what they do. Little do they know. Little do they know. Anyway, so Chris Street's written this article, Jerry Brown to leave office with $13.5 billion rainy day fund. Okay. Wow. $1 billion rainy day fund. Okay, I'm biting on this one. I'm going to bite on this, with or without Chris Street here. I'm going to bite on this one. We might get Chris at the break. See, I get these articles and we post them up early. We're not supposed to say that. I get a lot of articles before they get posted up anywhere. So, anyway, Jerry Brown has submitted his May revised 2018-2019 budget, which indicates he will leave office in January with a maximum $13.5 billion rainy day fund. In a second, I'll show you how that happens. Brown, a liberal Democrat, has complained that no politician should face the type of catastrophic financial crisis he inherited when he returned at age 72 on January 3rd, 2011 for his third term as the state's chief executive. See, now you guys know that because we've talked about his third term and how he got it, right? The corrupt way in which he did it. At the time, outgoing Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, his finance department was forecasting a $28.5 billion deficit over the next 18 months, and California had been already downgraded by and to the lowest credit rating of any state in the nation. Thank you, Arnie. Most political observers thought Brown might be the worst possible California governor for the crisis, given that after being termed out of office after 8 years in 1983, he left the newly elected Republican governor, George Duke Bajan, who, by the way, just passed away the other day, with what was considered at the time a hellacious budget deficit of $1.5 billion. Hellacious, I tell you. Hellacious. Boy, has the budget system in California changed, huh? I mean, it might as well be $1.5 trillion, right? In today's terminology. Hellacious. Hellacious. It's not salacious, it's hellacious. But Brown badgered his Democratic majority allies in California's legislature to slash the budget deficit by $14 billion through spending cuts and fund transfers. Oh, fund transfers. There you go. No, fund. F-U-N-D, not F-U-N transfers. Not fund transfers. Fund transfers. And, of course, that's where you hide. That's where you push the deck chairs around on the Titanic. Fund transfers. Despite howls from progressives, Brown whacked $1.1 billion from the University of California and California State College System and sliced $1.7 billion from Medi-Cal spending. 7 years later, Brown's budget revision indicates that California tax receipts for 2017 and 18, year ending in June, are up $8 billion compared to his finance team's January budget estimate. That's all good news. That was after paying for substantially higher program costs and ongoing commitments it has made and expanded in recent years, such as Medi-Cal grants, child care, in-home supportive services, and foster care reform. Brown is proposing to spend another $2 billion on infrastructure. Oh, really? That's nice. You see, a lot of this is just phony. When we come back, we're going to talk about phony, so you know what this is all like. It has to do with fund transfers and moving those chairs around on the deck of the Titanic. The problem is there won't even be chairs to move around pretty soon. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297.
Do you toss and turn all night, can't sleep because your spouse is snoring, or wake up with neck pain or a headache? If you're not getting the sleep you need, now you can with MyPillow.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and I had all these problems too. I tried every pillow out there and nothing worked, so I invented MyPillow. My patented fill does something no other pillow can do. MyPillow lets you adjust it to your exact individual needs regardless of sleep position and stays that way all night long so you get the best sleep of your life.
Before MyPillow, I had difficulty sleeping through the night. Now with MyPillow, I have a good night's sleep every night.
I tried a couple other more expensive pillows that were the foam pillows or memory foam, and it just didn't really work. As soon as I tried the MyPillow, it worked out great.
Other pillows go flat, causing you to fold them over or use your arm for support, which can cause pain. Hard foam pillows can raise your head too high, making you very uncomfortable. But the revolutionary MyPillow has patented fill that won't go flat and keeps your neck supported and aligned to your exact individual need. MyPillow helps you get and stay in deep sleep all night long.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code
AGENDA
to save over 50% on one of my best offers ever. I invented MyPillow because I believe everyone should get a great night's sleep. I do all of my own manufacturing in my home state of Minnesota, and every part of MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a full 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Call now or go to MyPillow.com. Use this promo code
AGENDA,
and Mike will give you one of his best offers ever. Save over 50% on a 4-pack with 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. That's right, save over 50%. MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. Use the promo code AGENDA. That's 800-266-4715. And...
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All righty. Some big things happening, of course. And grievance number 17 is out, so you can read that. And it's interesting. A little bit of name-calling going on. I just hate it when this happens. I just absolutely hate it when this happens. Anyway, we got all kinds of weird things going on. Phone calls, text messaging, people having a happy time at my expense. This is what happens when you're a show host and you're in your own studio and people are just clamoring to get a hold of you, right? Just one of those kind of things. Anyway, all right, so this whole notion about California's budget, and this is the particular thing. We'll get Chris on the show to talk about this. And... California has long been able to manipulate the system by moving one fund to another, to another, to another, to keep itself solvent. Pretty soon, that game will have to be given up. That's part of the deal. And they're talking about what a great job, I mean, what Chris is saying here, getting plaudits, if you will, to Jerry Brown for this $13.5 billion rainy day fund. See, it's all good in the hood. There's no financial problem in California. So how did he get here? And how does this all work, if it works? Right? If it works. So it's all good. This is as he, you know, this is as it looks. So he talks about how he badgered the Democrats and the legislature to give him some breaks and all that stuff, so he saved up money. And then he goes on and says, 7 years later, Brown's budget revision indicates that California tax receipts for 2017 and 2018 are up substantially. And, of course, that's the fact. Chris brought this out. It's a fact that they're up because why? People are gaming the system because of the tax breaks. Remember, they passed this tax bill. It didn't benefit California, especially the rich people. They had to pay more taxes because the deductions for state taxes were gone. And Californians, you know, realized, well, you know what? We got to pay more taxes. So they're gaming the system to pay their taxes at a lower rate right now. So those taxes now being paid ahead are indicated in this revision of $8 billion. So there's a problem with that number. That won't be there next year. So that's $8 billion. okay, so now that there's $8 billion, now what about that $13 billion we're talking about for next year? This year he's going to leave because, you know, got that extra $8 billion. So that was after paying for substantially higher program costs and ongoing commitments it has made and expanded in recent years, such as Medi-Cal, blah, blah, blah. Brown is proposing to spend another $2 billion on infrastructure, $359 million more on the homeless, great, and $312 million more on mental health support services. Now, we haven't talked about the $20-some billion that he's spending on social programs like for illegal foreign nationals, have we? Hello? The revised budget also trumpets the governor's success in pushing up K-14 educational funding from a recession-debilitated $47.3 billion in his first 2012 budget to a 67% higher $78.4 billion for 2018-2019 budget year. One of the keys to Brown's last five supposedly surplus budgets has been jacking up the state's top income tax to a national high of 13.3% and spiking the sales tax rate. Taxes, 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 baby. The Tax Foundation's effective tax burden for what the average American actually spends on local and state taxes was 9.9% in 2017. California has moved up under Brown to the fourth highest in the nation with a combined tax burden of 11%. Nice. But the biggest reason Brown has generated surpluses has been California taxpayers realizing highly volatile capital gains that jumped from $50 billion when he took office in 2011 to over $120 billion per year in 2014. Brown's May revised budget sees more economic expansion in the future, but the budget proposal does warn, and this is the key thing that Chris Street has been saying all along. The budget proposal does warn that a moderate recession will drop state revenues by over $20 billion annually for several years. In that environment, Brown's $13.5 billion rainy day fund will disappear in about 8 months. 8 months. Now, that's right on track with what we've been saying in New California. In an 8 month, we've been saying actually 6 to 8 months. But, you know, who's going to quibble over 2 months, right? In the next 30, 40, 60 days, we'll probably know a little bit more about the accuracy of that prediction. Now, I'm just saying. So, more shuffling of the deck chairs on the Titanic, Mr. Brown? Is that what we're doing here? I think that's what Chris Street's saying. That's exactly what Jerry Brown's doing. These are the gimmicks that make, you know, people go crazy. Now, we haven't said anything about the budget where they're spending $26 billion within the budget. Where's that in the May revise? Well, you know, we'll have to look that one up. What's he doing? Is he revising up or down, sideways? What? Payments for illegal aliens, illegal nationals. Huh? Last year, $26 billion was spent on illegal foreign nationals in California. That is a budget buster. What? Because we've been encouraging it, guys. We have been encouraging it. That is something that we've all known and realize. I mean, people might not like that, and I don't. I don't like our government encouraging breaking down the borders and leading to the corruption that goes along with it, of course, and the voter fraud. Hello? Gee, there's no voter fraud in California, right? Are you kidding me? With all the illegal foreign nationals that have been promised, and they don't know. I mean, they're pawns in all this. They're not even useful idiots. They're just pawns. It's the useful idiots that have put the pawns up here. So when we talk about Jerry Brown and his budget, where else is he getting money from? What about all those bond programs out there? What about Prop 1 from 2014? Where's that $7 billion? Billion. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket, $7 billion, when you're talking about $150 billion, right? I mean, it's, you know, once you get over a million into a billion, it's all chump change at a million, right? Although it does add up and it does have consequences. Jerry Brown has been playing this game a long time. He's one of the best at it. How to shuffle the deck chairs around on the Titanic. Now, what's going to happen? As it's being said right here, right now, as it's being said, this rainy day fund will disappear in about 8 months. All they need to do is have the recession, a moderate recession, which, by the way, for California, many are predicting. And what's going on in Silicon Valley where they're getting all these tax receipts, by the way? What's happening in Silicon Valley? What's happening in Silicon Valley is a recession is already started. Businesses are closing up. People are moving out in droves because there is no more work. Do we want to talk about that, Jerry? He's saying, hey, I'm out of here in January. Maybe I can make it. Maybe he can make it. And anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be back.
regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Here we've got an interesting article. NRA must publicly name plaintiffs fighting anti-gun law despite high risk of harassment, judge says. A federal law has ruled that pro-NRA plaintiffs must publicly disclose their names in a lawsuit challenging an anti-gun bill, even as the judge recognized that there is a high risk of harassment. A federal judge ruled Sunday, this is Sunday, that anonymous teenage plaintiffs helping to challenge Florida's sweeping anti-gun law must identify themselves publicly, even as he acknowledged the order would probably expose them to intense leftist vitriol and harassment. In a surprising turn, U.S. District Judge Mark Walker even suggested that he personally wanted to side with the NRA, which wants to shield the young plaintiffs' identities, but said his hands were ultimately tied by court precedents. If it were entirely up to this court, the court would not hesitate to grant the NRA's motion, Walker wrote in his ruling. One need only look at the harassment suffered by some of the Parkland shooting survivors to appreciate the vitriol that has infected public discourse about the Second Amendment. And this court has no doubt the harassment goes both ways. The NRA filed the lawsuit on Second Amendment grounds soon after Florida lawmakers approved gun legislation that would raise the age to buying guns at 21 years of age. The age restriction is one part of a larger anti-gun bill signed by Rick Scott in the wake of the February shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School that left 17 dead. Isn't that amazing? Citing the harassment of one of its top Florida officials who was subjecting to threatening and profanity-laced emails and phone calls, attorneys for the NRA wanted to include a 19-year-old young woman as a plaintiff in the lawsuit, but wanted to keep her name confidential and instead identify her as Jane Doe. Said the NRA sought to include testimony from another 19-year-old man as well, and the move was challenged by Attorney General Pam Biondi. Nice. The NRA has been in the crosshairs of anti-gun activists for the past several months, with Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg leading boycotts of corporations and politicians who refuse to summarily cut ties with the organization. David Hogg says anti-gun rhetoric has markedly intensified as well. Earlier this year, the Florida billboard calling the NRA a terrorist organization was funded by a former White House staffer for President Bill Clinton. The criticism was echoed in March by Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy, okay, who said the NRA has, in essence, become a terrorist organization. Of course, a little side note, they've got that NRA breaks 15-year-old fundraising record. Marion Hammer, a former president of the NRA and its top Florida lobbyist, said the NRA was very disappointed in the judge's decision, but said it was too soon to know what steps the organization would take next. We're trying to shield these young adults from some of the most evil and hateful stuff you can imagine, Hammer said. Now, one part of this with the David Hogg thing, this is the reason why I'm reading the story. The David Hogg thing is this little side note to history. Remember the criticism, it wasn't really a criticism, the slight that Laura Ingraham gave Mr. Hogg, who I think is a moronic imbecile. How's that for a slight? He's worse than that. He's a monster, in my opinion, and a monster to our God-given rights. So this is what has transpired. Remember, I said at the time, when Hogg had been mentioned in the slight, and he goes off the rails, and of course he's got the media, you know, Media Matters and all these other people behind him. That's really what it is. It's not just him being spontaneous. Remember, his dad's an FBI agent. Something to remember. And the year before the Parkland shooting, where was David Hogg? He was in attendance, apparently, or living in Torrance, California. Some people said he had already graduated from high school. Now, listen, that's what some people said. I'm just the messenger. So now this is the interesting thing. So Laura Ingraham slights him just a little bit. No big deal. Remember, he couldn't get into four California colleges or universities. He said, oh, too bad, or something like that. No whining, you know. And so he takes exception. And just everybody goes after Laura Ingraham. And he sicks the anti-gun people on her. And it just so happens she was going to go on vacation. She apologizes. And, of course, that made it worse. And then what really made it worse was the handling by Fox. The management there did not handle any of this very well. So where is Laura today? This is what I like. She's handled it herself. This is what's happened. Sean Hannity. This is an Mediaite. We lost 3/4 of Fox primetime and we're still killing it in ratings. It says, Hannity teased Laura Ingraham a bit over the Drudge Report featuring an article touting her ratings before talking about how well their network is doing overall. Ingraham, despite recent controversies surrounding her 10 p.m. show, had a big week in the ratings, managing to beat MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, who rivals Hannity at 9, in the key 25 to 54 demo for that first time ever. The Ingraham angle notched 2.7 million total viewers and 556,000 in the demo. Laura Ingraham complimented Hannity on his show, and then he said this: "We're really proud of you. Congratulations. You know, we can't do this without this audience, and thank God. You know, we lost 3/4 of Fox prime time, and we're still killing it. We're number one, thank God, to this audience, and I mean that." Now, and indeed, a little over a year ago, Bill O'Reilly left Fox News, and of course, they're thinking about bringing him back now. Really? The only one left of the four. Remember, it was Bill O'Reilly, Megyn Kelly, and Greta Van Susteren. And they're all doing different things now, right? But Laura Ingraham is killing it. That's my point. David Hogg made it worse for him. And, of course, you know, she's doing fine. And I'm blaming that whole controversy, a lot of it, on the handling of the situation by Fox News. It was not handled well at the time. Now, of course, she's gone up. And David Hogg, where is he? He's gone down. We're not going to hear too much from David Hogg, I don't think. I think we're going to hear less and less and less, and the world will be a better place for that if we hear less and less and less from David Hogg. That's only my opinion. That's only my opinion. Anyway, gosh darn, this hour is going by too. Anyway, time flies when you're having fun. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and MyPillow. Promo code AGENDA for MyPillow, 800-266-4715. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Mueller. Listen to this.
The allegations are serious in that what is being described is doing something indirectly that you cannot do directly. Now, that's exactly the type of arrangement that led to scandals like Iran-Contra. You know, if federal law prohibits you from paying bribes or paying ransoms or taking any of these other steps, it doesn't improve to get a third party to do it at your behest. There's also the question of the aftermath. Once you have this third party bestow a huge amount of money on the Iranians to secure hostages, what did he expect in return? Usually these people don't do this gratis. This is not pro bono work. You don't go to a businessman who has close ties with the Russian government, ask for a great deal of effort, risk, and money, and for him not to expect something in return. So all these are very serious questions for Mueller and for his team. Now, ultimately, this wasn't carried out. The United States government has previously used third parties, surrogate countries, to secure the release of individuals. But it's a very difficult path to tread because you can't do indirectly what you can't do directly. That's what got us into Iran-Contra. So there's questions as to whether a promise was made to pay for hostages, whether there could be anything that would be deemed a bribe for foreign officials, whether there was a quid pro quo, what did this individual expect in return? This is not someone who is known for doing pro bono work. He has close ties to the Russian government. He has some rather shady associations. He doesn't put himself at risk, use his time, and put forward a lot of money unless he expects something in return.
That is Jonathan Turley, you know, the noted, very well noted legal scholar, talking about Robert Mueller. Mueller. Now, we've known for a long time, and we've understood this, and remember, Mueller was before Comey. He was before Comey. And where was Comey? Well, he was out doing a lot of things, like working with Hong Kong Shanghai Bank and facilitating the funding of ISIS. Oh, didn't know that one? Yeah. All along while Mueller's being the FBI director. And they're good friends, by the way, Mueller and Comey. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Get it? All right. Now, this is from The Hill. It came out yesterday afternoon. Yeah, yesterday afternoon, actually. And what's going on out there? It's crazy. The weather is changing. I'm in Studio 21 looking out the window and going, man, what's going on? Okay, now this is important to understand about Mr. Mueller. He's got a shady past. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Two winks with the eyes at the same time. When you start to realize his past, and the things that he's been involved with, such as Uranium One. He was involved with Uranium One, We'll talk about that. That's a whole other story, by the way. So you think, well, that's Hillary Clinton's corrupt thing going on? Yes, exactly. Now, this is, as we know it, what this situation. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has withstood relentless. This is from the thing. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has withstood relentless political attacks, many distorting his record of distinguished government service. But there's one episode even Mueller's former law enforcement comrades and independent ethnicists acknowledge raises legitimate legal issues and a possible conflict of interest in overseeing the Russian election probe. In 2009, when Mueller ran the FBI, the Bureau asked a Russian oligarch, I hate it when this happens, Oleg Deripaska, to spend millions of his own dollars funding an FBI-supervised operation to rescue a retired FBI agent, Robert Levison, captured in Iran while working for the CIA in 2007. Yes, that's the same Deripaska who has surfaced in Mueller's current investigation and who was recently sanctioned by the Trump administration. The Levinson mission is confirmed by more than a dozen participants inside and outside the FBI, including Deripaska, his lawyer, and the Levinson family, and a retired agent who supervised the case. Mueller was kept appraised of the operation, officials told him. Some aspects of Deripaska's help were chronicled in the 2016 book by reporter Barry Muir, but sources provide extensive new information about his role. They said FBI agents courted Deripaska in 2009 in a series of secret hotel meetings in Paris, Vienna, Budapest, Hungary, and Washington. Agents persuaded the aluminum industry magnate to underwrite the mission, and the Russian billionaire insisted the operation neither involve nor harm his homeland. We knew he was paying for his team helping us, and that probably ran into the millions, a U.S. official involved in the operation confirmed. One agent who helped court Deripaska was Andrew McCabe, the recently fired FBI deputy director who played a seminal role in starting the Trump-Russia case, multiple sources said. Deripaska's lawyer said the Russian ultimately spent $25 million in assembling a private search and rescue team that worked with Iranian contacts under the FBI's watchful eyes. Then in the fall of 2010, the operation secured an offer to free Levinson, and the deal was scuttled, however, when the State Department became uncomfortable with the terms. FBI officials confirmed the state hampered their efforts. We tried to turn over every stone to rescue Bob. FBI officials ended the operation. Aha! There's more to this story, though, and I'm setting the groundwork for you. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And what did Andrew McCabe do? What about Clinton? This is a long, slippery slope. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, this Deripaska. Pasaka. This Russian aluminum magnate. Well, guess who contacted him? The FBI under Comey, fast forward, to do what? Well, to investigate Paul Manafort. And to help him, well, guess what? With the Russian Trump investigation. Ah. Now, the question is, and this is why Turley was talking in the last segment, why and what would he get from it in the investigation of Donald Trump? I mean, cutting through a lot of it here, it's a pretty long article and so on, but the bottom line is you now have another player who's actually pinned right to the Trump investigation by Mueller, who's probably going to get something out of it. We don't know what. See, this is the kind of smart... This happened with Comey's direction months before the election. They were setting Trump up. They were spying on Trump then. That's the other part of it. Mueller. See, this is the way this game is being played. And this is what the corruption that Trump sees. I suspect they're going to fire Mueller. That's just me. I've been calling for it. But when you have the evidence like this so linked together, and when you have Turley coming out and saying stuff like this, what is this guy going to get from the FBI? Or what was he promised by Obama? That's the other thing. If he could get information to hurt Trump, and maybe he did, or substantiated the dossier, we don't know that yet. But they've raised the questions. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.